Hello.
Yeah, hi madam, very good afternoon. This is John Williams. How are
Yes,
you doing?
hello.
How are you doing, madam?
I'm fine.
Yeah, sorry for disturbing you, ma'am. I was supposed to call you back in the morning, 9 o'clock. You remember?
Yes, that's okay. So what are you calling me for now?
Are you outside right now?
No, I've just come inside.
Okay, all right. I need your 5 minutes. I need to do some security checkup, madam. Okay, just for 5 minutes. All right.
Well,
Bye.
I don't really want to turn my computer on because I'm very worried about the balance being right down so low. Why is the
Ma'am,
balance down so low?
as I told you, we have activated a fake statement, madam. If you want to check your balance, I will show you right now. I will deactivate the fake statement from your banking, and you will be able to see your real balance.
Yes, but how do I know? How do I know I can trust you?
Madam, you can see by your own eyes in your online
But
banking on
listen,
the computer screen.
you say you're from the
National
National Crime
Authority.
Organization, but how do I know?
You write down my employment ID, please.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I'm giving you my employment ID. You can write it down.
All right, write it down.
NCA0786.
NCA
Zero seven eight six.
7086. So what is
No,
that number?
no, 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 no. 0786.
07. No, sorry. What's that number? 0786.
Correct, madam. That is my job. Yeah, that is my job ID, employment ID.
So that is where do I put that in? Before your phone number or after your phone number?
No, madam, you don't have to put anything. When I'm going to send my engineer tomorrow, he will show you his ID proof. You can ask anything about me to him, okay? And you will get all the paperwork as well, whatever we have done. All right?
You're absolutely sure.
Yes,
Are
madam.
you part of the you part of the UK
No, no,
a national crime?
no. No. In UK, they have National Crime Agency, okay? But in our country, in Australia, we have National Crime Authority. We are from Sydney, madam.
So who was head of the national crime?
Ma'am, we are the department. Our government is the head. Our government. We work for the government.
Yeah, but they have a name, don't they? They used to be, I forget who the name used to be, but it's a different name now, isn't it?
I don't know what you are talking about, madam.
Well, I checked my
Uh-huh.
hang on. I checked my balance this morning, and it's not back to what it should be. So
Ma'am,
that's got me really worried.
I told you, ma'am, like we have activated the fake statement from in your banking. I
But
told you.
listen, also, how do you how why can you get into my bank account?
Ma'am, I'm not trying to get into your bank account, okay?
But you seem to know what all my details are.
Yeah, because as I told you, we have a tie-up with the Commonwealth head office, okay? They are updating us, okay? As I told you, all the bank head office, we have a tie-up with them, and we are working together because they also want to find their employee who is doing this.
Whereabouts are you from? What country are you from? Are you Indonesian?
No, ma'am, I'm calling you from Sydney and going by intensity. I'm Indonesian, but I'm working here in Australia, in Sydney, from last 10 years.
Okay. Well, I've switched my computer on. I'm just waiting for it to come on. It's a bit slow.
Thank you. And tomorrow, at what time you will be there, ma'am? Tomorrow morning?
Well, no, I've got a dental appointment tomorrow morning, so I'm
So,
out all morning. I'm back in the afternoon. So, you say you're sending someone to my house tomorrow?
Yeah, first of all, I will ring you back, and after that, the technician will arrive for the checkup of your modem, okay?
Will he have an ID and everything?
Everything, madam.
Right.
If you want, you can write down his name, Mr. Kevin Matthews.
Kevin Matthews?
Yeah, his name will be Kevin Matthews. You can check his ID, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what time you will be there in the afternoon?
Well, I'll be there. I should be here in the afternoon. I should be here about 3:30.
3:30, it will be too late, ma'am. At what time you have an appointment?
Yes, I have an appointment, but it could come the next day.
Sorry,
on Tuesday.
At what time you have an appointment?
9:30. And it's the dentist, but I don't know whether they keep me waiting. They usually keep me sitting there for an hour before they service me. And
so then I
have to go.
Can I ring you in the morning at 9 o'clock just for 5 minutes? 9 o'clock?
Probably. Oh, wait a minute. That might be too... I might be in the middle of everything then. You could ring me maybe a little bit later than that. You could ring me at 8:30.
Okay,
yeah.
I will take just only 5 minutes. Not
or you could
that.
Ring me at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock
okay.
Would be better.
Okay, all right. Only for 5 minutes, okay? Don't worry.
Yes, because I will be very busy getting myself organized. Okay?
Okay, just give me a moment.
My computer hasn't come on yet. I'll see. Oh, it's not coming on.
Move your mouse properly or press any button of your computer.
Well, I don't know why it's not coming on.
Check your power button is on.
Yes, the button's on. I just had a look. Everything's on.
Press the power, the power switch in your laptop again.
I've got a tablet, but I don't know whether I can get anything through that.
No. I need your computer, madam.
Oh,
because tablet is a very compact device. Okay, we cannot check properly all the security in that.
I'm very worried about all this. I really am.
Ma'am, think logically, ma'am. If I am not legitimate, then why each and every day I'm calling you? Why? Why I'm wasting my time, my money, my energy? Why? If my intention is to take out your money, then I already taken 19,000, correct, madam? Then why I'm calling you again and again and again? We are legitimate. We are not... Ma'am, listen, please. We are legitimate. We work for the government, okay? And we are not looking for your money. If I do anything wrong with you, I will lose my job. I told you this call is being recorded for quality and training purpose, and we have to submit this call to the government every day. Okay?
I wonder why the bank wasn't wondering about the $20,000 you put in. Why wouldn't they know about that?
Because the Commonwealth head office, they have put in that money into your account. So what they have done, they hide that money so that the bank employee who is working for the hacker, they will not get to know about this transaction that you received $20,000 from us, okay? Because the Commonwealth head office, they have hidden that money from your available balance to your ledger balance.
So you're working with the Commonwealth head office?
We have a
they know what you're doing?
Yeah, we are actually cyber cops, okay? So we have a tie-up with them. They know, they knew everything what we have done and what we are doing. Because, as I told you, madam, they also want to find their employee who is working for the hacker.
Yes.
So is your computer
why,
right
does
now?
Why does the government send us information saying that if we get phone calls from people who say that they're helping, and they sound very professional.
In that case, I have given you your safety and security code. You remember 885500. I told you if you will get any call from Amazon or eBay or from Telstra, ask them what is my security code. If they will give you this code, 885500.
Yes, I've got all that written down.
Yeah, so this is why we are giving every customer their safety and security code so that they will get to know the person who are speaking with, they are legitimate. Okay.
And your name doesn't sound like it's a foreign name to me. It sounds like an Australian name. So why have you got a name? Which country did you say you're from?
Ma'am, actually my father, okay, he was from Sri Lanka, but my mother, she lives...
Sri Lanka.
Yeah, my father was Sri Lanka, okay, but my mother is Australian. They got married, okay?
So were you born here in Australia?
Yes.
Well, you should be speaking with an Aussie accent if you were born here.
Ma'am, after 1 year, I went to Sri Lanka, and I lived there near about 15 years. Then I came back here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And why is my computer coming on? I'm a bit worried about this.
I think you don't have a charge or battery in your computer.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I can't put it on. Oh. Why do you need my computer on?
Because I need to do some checkup of the security which we have updated, okay? All of them are still working or not. Because, as I told you, these hackers are very smart. They will try to corrupt the services again.
Well, if it won't come on now, it might come on later.
Try to press the power button properly, madam.
I've pushed the button a couple of times, so I don't know whether I've switched it on and off again. You know, I don't know. All this computer stuff is... It's just a nuisance. Wish we were back to normal stuff instead of all this technology. It's just ridiculous. It's getting in the way of things.
Okay, then if it is not working, ma'am, okay, do one thing. Leave your computer as it is, okay? I will call you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Right now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to check all the security from our end, that all of them are working properly or not. Okay, you don't have to anything. You don't have to do anything with your computer, okay?
By
the way, did you receive any phone call from Commonwealth regarding the transaction of
$100,000? No, I haven't received any calls.
Okay, because still, ma'am, till now, the money is not got credited. Every second, every minute, we are checking that account. We kept our eyes in the activities of the hacker.
Well, do you have a lady there in your that you can use to ring up and say that she's the Allsop lady, Angela Allsop, and say and her account in the street and stuff, and why it hasn't gone in, and rather than I don't really want to go into the bank anymore and ask about that because.
Okay, you don't have to do anything. Actually, the bank already said it will take 48 hours and it might be credited on Monday, okay? So I think definitely Monday morning it will be there, okay? Then we will catch the hacker.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything. You just take rest for the day, enjoy your weekend. I will get in touch with you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, okay? Just for 5 minutes, all right?
Okay.
And don't worry about your money. This is why I told you not to log in into your online banking because you will see your less amount, okay? You will get suspicious. You will get panicking. You will start panicking. That's the reason I told you.
Yeah, well, I sure did start panicking. I checked this morning.
Yeah, ma'am,
actually,
we have activated a fake statement. It is not your real balance, not your real statement, okay? Once we will catch the hacker, I will deactivate the fake statement. You can check online or either you can go to your branch and check it from there also, okay?
Yes, I certainly will. I'll go in and check it at the bank.
Yeah, but without my permission, don't go anywhere to check your balance, ma'am, okay? Because first of all, I need to deactivate the fake statement from my end. Then you can go and check it, ma'am, okay? Without deactivating, if you will go to the branch, again it will show you your less amount. Okay? First of all, I need to deactivate the statement from there. Okay?
Yes, well, I just hope it will be
Don't worry. It will be, ma'am. It is my
promise. I really can't do without spending money.
I understand. It is my promise to you. You will not lose any of your single penny. Okay? It is my responsibility. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Take rest for the day. I will get back to you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock. Okay?
All right, then.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Take care. Bye.